The ultra pop star Beyoncé is out with a new song. Let's listen here for a second. Okay, Beyoncé, new song. Not normally news that would demand our time here on the program, but something struck us about the way this song was released. Beyoncé is singing and dancing while modeling a swimsuit collection, and at the end of the video, we see the logo for the clothing chain H&M. We've got NPR music critic Ann Powers on the line with us. And Ann, what do you make of a megastar debuting a new song with a swimsuit ad?
Well, David, doesn't that song just make you think of sun and sand and swim trunks? I mean,
yeah, not a bikini,
sounds like
swim
that.
Trunks. Yeah, yeah, sure, absolutely.
Honestly, these days, many pop stars, if they don't debut their new songs through commercials, they support their song campaigns with commercials. Justin Timberlake did it recently, Taylor Swift for Target. The Black Eyed Peas have been pioneers in this. They did it a few years back. So it's really common. Beyoncé, you know, she's a very classy artist, so I guess that makes people notice. But she herself had already done it with a pretty fabulous Pepsi commercial that debuted a song called Grown Woman a little while back.
She's doing a lot of other stuff, too. I mean, Beyoncé was out of the public eye for a little while after her daughter, Blue Ivy, was born. And this is not the only way she's making a splash coming back.
Absolutely. Beyoncé's return to the public eye has been phenomenal. She sang at the inauguration of President Obama. She had a spectacular Super Bowl show. She is launching a summer tour. You can follow Beyoncé on Tumblr. You can check out the HBO documentary she made. She has new songs available on YouTube.
There's a lot of Beyoncé.
There's as much Beyoncé as you can take.
Doesn't she have a videographer who's following her around everywhere, too?
Yeah. One of the things about Beyoncé's saturation of every moment of our lives is that she is largely in control of it, which makes her very different than many tabloid stars. The nature of tabloid media is that it's not in the star's control. We think of Britney Spears, that moment years ago when she shaved her head. Beyoncé has almost completely taken command of her representation in these media, which is extremely unusual.
The way to get rid of the paparazzi is to actually just let yourself be seen on video at every second.
Exactly. They can't steal what you're giving them forthrightly.
Well, why does a star like Beyoncé feel the need to become part of the saturation? I mean, she's making millions of dollars probably from this H&M deal, but it's not like she needs more money. It's not like she needs more exposure.
David, I think there's two ways to look at that. One is personal. Beyoncé, under the tutelage of her father, Matthew Knowles, her former manager, began performing when she was just a child. Being in the public eye is the world that she knows.
She doesn't know any other way.
Yeah, and at the same time, this is what celebrity is and has been since the dawn of celebrity. In the early days of Hollywood, fan magazines were invented so that products could be pushed through the images of very early movie stars, like Mary Pickford, for example. Her marriage to Douglas Fairbanks was the early 20th century version of Beyoncé and Jay-Z.
So I guess in a way we're just seeing Hollywood do its thing, but in this whole new media-saturated market.
I do feel that what we're watching, we might call it the Beyoncé experiment. She wants to be A-class number one in the critics' eyes. She wants to sell the most, and she wants to influence the culture. I'm interested to see how far she can take it. Plus, her new song is banging.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks so much.
It's NPR's music critic, Ann Powers. This is NPR News.